From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address. In that address to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday, Mr. Obama urged Americans not to fear the future.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
The president said the U.S. economy is improving, and he vowed to make his top foreign policy priority protecting the American people from terrorist networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
He said over the past year, the U.S. has helped stop the spread of Ebola, forged a new free trade agreement in the Pacific, restarted diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealed the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels held by Iran are to be released Wednesday. They were transiting between Kuwait and Bahrain when they lost contact and may have suffered mechanical trouble. Former diplomat James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says it's important to know if this is a case of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iranian Fars News Agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian territorial waters. The incident comes less than a month after U.S. officials accused Iran of conducting a rocket test near U.S. warships. Ghanaian President John Mahama Tuesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center in